I'm Katie Gilkey with the Marketline Report for April 17th. Since the markets were closed on Good Friday, there are no new prices to report today. Allendale Incorporated's Rich Nelson provides a brief overview of last week's USDA's supply-demand report. For the most part, Nelson says the report came in as expected as far as the U.S. numbers.
USDA decided to leave corn ending stocks unchanged at last month's number, 2.320. While they did lower feed residual numbers, which was discussed based off that previous grain stocks report, they also set that exactly with a 50 million bushel increase in corn for ethanol. So better than expected as far as the corn numbers there on the U.S. side. Over on world numbers, looks like USDA did add to South American crop numbers, which was expected, maybe a little higher than the trade estimate, but it was expected. Argentina was increased by 1 million tons to now 38.5. Brazil was increased to 93.5, which is up about 2 million tons. And South Africa increased by about to 0.4 million tons. So higher South American crops does give us maybe a slightly bearish viewpoint right now, but for the most part, not any big bearish surprises on corn.
According to the report, U.S. wheat ending stocks were raised 3 million bushels on lower feed and residual use, which more than offset a slight import reduction. At 1.159 million bushels for the country's ending stock numbers, it is projected to reach a near 30-year high. Not much in change to the other major world wheat suppliers. USDA left almost all production numbers unchanged. That's today's Marketline Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.